Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Radka Aleksova is of the generation of folk singers raised in the natural environment of rural life in Bulgaria, when weekdays and holidays invariably resounded with folk music. Her talent emerged and developed gradually as she emulated the original singing of the performers from Graovo, a portion of the Shop folklore region around Sofia, whom she listened to day after day.
Планове като дете какво искам да уча, да работя. Бедността беше голяма. Бяхме три деца.
As a child I never had any plans what I wanted to study or work, says Radka Aleksova. We were three children in our family. We were very poor, but we had rivers, forests and green meadows. I used to sing in the school choir, which was very good. I loved to recite poems. I have also acted in school plays. Everything pointed to my being destined for the stage. In the 1960s and 1970s, there were many amateur folk ensembles at cultural and community centres in Bulgaria. So, after an audition in my home village Studena, I started singing with the choir of the Pernik Miners Trade Union House. That is how my career began. Conductor Bujan Nankov was an acknowledged vocal pedagogue. It was there that I learned the typical ornaments of the Grauvo style of folklore singing. Radka Aleksova is the acknowledged gold standard in Grauvo-style singing, typical of the regions of Pernik, Radomir, Breznik. The famed singer is a master of what are known as matchmaking songs, songs that are peculiar to Grauvo. The conjugal and music tandem Radka Aleksova and composer Bujan Nankov was the motor that helped Radka rise to world acclaim in different corners of the planet.
Don't
голямата школа в този хор ме доведе в края на 70-та година в Народния хор на Радио София.
This thorough folk singing practice is what took me to the folk choir of Radio Sofia, says Radka Aleksova. That marked a turning point in my life and career. For 40 years, Bojan was my husband, composer and conductor. All of my songs, solo and in duet, were arranged, conducted and recorded together with him with the Bulgarian National Radio Folk Music Orchestra. In 1971, we toured France, an experience I shall never forget. In 1988, Swiss music producer Marcel Cellier became godfather to our choir, The Mystery of Bulgarian Voices. The first awards came in 1990, individual Grammys for each of the singers. We received invitations from all parts of Europe, from Asia, America. We were constantly on tour, singing on the world's biggest stages. Our choir was selected to play the role of ambassador of European culture around the world. I have sung in duet, quartet, but my own contribution to the success of this choir are the songs Bride with No Kin and Jana's Mountain Burning. Throughout these years I have been a happy woman. When I lost Bojan, my life was shattered, but I have a son and grandchildren whom I adore. And the Mystery of Bulgarian Voices Choir has been my home from home these past 45 years. For all that, I am grateful, says Radka Aleksova in conclusion.